I'm kind of proud.
Shot.
Quarter pounder with cheese and bacon.
No. That can't be real. It's not actually real.
This is the craziest place I've ever been in my life.
Taco Bell over here.
Oh.
Nothing like a hungover meeting on a Saturday morning.
They're excited. I have food for you.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earle. This week we are in LA, Los Angeles, California. We're spending the weekend here and there's a lot going on, so I figured I would bring you guys with me. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. I have been reading your guys' messages and comments from the Vegas episode, which was last week's episode, and you guys seem to love the vlog style content. So I was like, okay, we'll keep it up for now. And I'm basically gonna take you guys through this weekend with me in LA. Tonight, we're gonna be going out with Jake Puss, who's Octopus Lover, who's AKA one of my best friends, and I love him so much. He lives here in LA, and you guys have probably seen him on TikTok before, but he has his girlfriend group here in LA, and they're his college friends. And it's like similar, I feel like, to my friend group, just all my college besties. And I have always wanted to meet them. I've been dying to meet them. He said that I'm going to get along with them really well. So we're going to go out with them tonight, and he's going to show me out in LA, what it's like going out in LA. And then we're also going to the People's Choice Awards this weekend, which is going to be insane. So we went to the Grammys last time, but this time we're going to the People's Choice Awards, and I'm really excited for it. I don't really know what to expect. I have a fitting tomorrow for all of my outfits, which I'm going to take you guys with me. You guys will see the options, what a fitting looks like. And then I have a meeting tomorrow, and then after that, we're going to be hanging out with Jake. Then People's Choice Awards, and Patrick Ta is doing my makeup for the People's Choice Awards. And if you know anything about me and what I post, I love him so much. Like, he is literally an angel on earth. So I'm excited that you guys will kind of get to meet him and see what it's like when he's doing my makeup, because we honestly have the best time ever. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, follow, like it, whatever platform you're watching it on. Means the world to me. I love you so much. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, I think you may want to wait until you can watch this, because I think this is going to be another really fun vlog style episode. And I mean, we're going to have a sit down with Jake if you can't watch it, so you can fast forward to that part. But I think this is going to be a really fun one to watch again. And it's funny because before this year, I've only been to LA, I think, twice ever. Like, my first time was my sophomore year in college, my fall break. This was literally 2020, so it was COVID, and I was like, you know what, I really want to spend my fall break going to LA. So my friend Ava and I bought tickets, went to LA, and we stayed at this place. I have no idea. It was like a shelter type of place. Like, it was literally so run down. There was no one in there. The elevator had like stickers on the wall that were fake elevator buttons. Like, we were just trying to go like the cheapest way possible we could go to LA, because I was just fascinated. Was like, what's Hollywood? And like, the first thing we did, oh my god, I'm such a tourist. The first thing we did was we went to the Hollywood Stars, and like, we were like taking pictures of our feet with all the stars. And I mean, I was having a great time. I loved it. I loved every moment of it. And I was just so excited that I could like go out to dinner and possibly see someone who was like famous. Like, I was actually like a creeper and a stalker. So embarrassing. But we're back, and I honestly have really been liking LA, because I always thought that I didn't really like it, or I had this like connotation about it that like everyone here was fake and annoying. But it's so beautiful here. I'm like looking outside to these palm trees right now. I like the palm trees here, how they're tall and skinny. The ones in Miami are like a little short and they have BBLs. And I don't know, I've been having a good time in LA. I feel like I've been hanging out with Jake, and I think that's a big thing for me. Like, wherever I go, I just need to have like a solid group of people, and then I can have a good time. So we were just in LA, what was that, 2 weeks ago for the Grammys, and now we're back this weekend, and I'm excited because before it was like 24 hours in and out, and now we have a whole weekend rendezvous. I cannot wait. We're gonna do some LA nightlife. Like, what is the nightlife like in LA? I know what Miami nightlife is like. You guys know from me telling you about it a million and ten times, but I don't really know what it's like to go out here. I don't really think I've been out here, like maybe a few times, but I don't know. I feel like it's been more so for like events or something, but like, I just want to like go out to dinner here, see what the vibes are. I want to go to the clubs. Maybe we'll do some house parties. I hear that's a thing here, and I'm excited. Jake is going to be my tour guide for this weekend. So we're starting off the night. He said he's going to take me out to dinner. So I'm going to get ready. I'm going to do my hair and makeup so I don't look like this. And we're going to go out to dinner. We're going to have some food and some spicy margaritas.
Drink number one of the night.
God help us.
We're doing some skinny spicy margaritas with a tahini rim at SVB because we're being fancy bitches.
And I never do tequila, but I'm doing it in honor of Alex.
All right, here we go. What are you doing?
What's that? Oh!
Cheers to, I don't know.
Yeah, Jake, make a toast, baby.
This is the craziest place I've ever been in my life.
Good morning, everybody. Woohoo! We have our Taco Bell over here. We had a late night last night, and I don't want to get up right now, but we have things to do. We have a fitting for the People's Choice Awards. This is like my 12th water this morning. I like got back and I FaceTimed Braxton last night, and I was sitting here, like, sitting on the bed, eating the Taco Bell, and I had my phone propped up over here, and I went through a whole steak quesadilla, a cheesy gordita crunch, and kind of almost the chalupa, but that's why it's all over the bed, is because I was sitting eating here. We are doing a fitting right now for the People's Choice Awards, and it's Saturday. The People's Choice Awards are tomorrow, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to wear. I'm gonna take you guys through the fitting, and basically, fittings are just like still such a crazy concept to me. So like, a stylist is gonna come over right now, roll in like a big rack of clothes, and then they'll bring a bunch of shoes, a bunch of bags, a bunch of jewelry, and I basically just, oh god, I have to pull it together in here. And basically I'm just gonna try on, oh fuck, a bunch of different outfits, and hopefully something looks good.
We've got kids coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm gonna Taco Bell. I love it.
My body's not used to going out. We went to Off Sunset.
Okay, cute.
And then like a house party. I didn't know things closed here so early.
I think it's not new.
Like it was like
it's not
2 a.m. and the lights went on in the club and I was like, wait, is there like a fire or like what's happening? And everyone's like, no, it closes. So
you're like, this isn't 11 where it stays open until the sun comes.
I know. So I was shocked.
Jake just texted me. I have seriously never been so hungover in my life. We have a little bit of a honker this morning. I don't know what's happening here. It actually feels like there's an animal crawling through my stomach right now. And that happens every time I eat Taco Bell. Like I woke up this morning and I was like, I think there's a rat in my stomach rummaging around my organs. When you do these fittings and all of that stuff, after you wear it, you have to give it back. So you can't lose it or damage it or any of the above, which I have definitely done before, and then you have to pay for it. One time, New York Fashion Week actually, I don't know what happened, and there was a lot of expensive jewelry that was lost. So I couldn't find it anywhere, and no one else could find it. We didn't have it anywhere. I thought we gave it back. They didn't have it, so I had to pay for all the jewelry that I lost. So now I try to be extra careful, but that doesn't always work out.
Woohoo! Lots of things. My like absolute favorite dress is this vintage Gianfranco Ferrer. And then Ferragamo sent you this. It's really beautiful. I'd have to see it on.
Okay.
What brand is this again?
Gianfranco Ferrer, which is like insane and vintage. You don't find a lot of Gianfranco's laying around anymore.
That's pretty.
That looks so good.
How insane.
Yeah.
And the back is so cool. Like this from a back shot would be so nice with you over. Wait, your panda? He's so sweet.
He is really sweet. He's like an angel.
How did you two meet?
We met at a mutual friend's birthday party last February 1st.
Oh god.
I already know that my fingers are puffy from last night. My fingers get so puffy after going out. There we go. Ooh, ooh.
Let me get that for you.
This is why I don't touch the nice things. All right, we just tried on the first look, but honestly, we may go with this one, and we have a whole rack of beautiful dresses, so we're gonna try a few of those on and see how we like them. I'm like loving this.
This might be the one.
They go on it,
it'll go on. I won't have Taco Bell at 4 a.m. tomorrow night or tonight. So
I appreciate when you do that for me.
I think this is the look that we're going with. Pretty easy. We are off to a meeting now with Unwell. We're going over some fun stuff for you guys, but we're running extremely late. The meeting starts in 5 minutes, and I think we're like 20 minutes away. So, time to go. I feel so like, whenever I carry a laptop around, like, okay, business. Here she comes. I'm gonna show up sweating. But honestly, I feel like it's allowed because it's Unwell.
Nothing like a hungover meeting on a Saturday morning.
We're on our way. We're actually not going to any type of offices. I lied. We're going to the other Alex's house, and we're gonna have an Unwell team meeting there. Should be lots of fun, a lot of exciting ideas for you guys. We're here. Hello.
Welcome. Hi.
Good to see you. Come in.
Boy, say hi.
Hi.
Say hi.
Say hi.
They're excited. I have food for you.
How are you?
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside, summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. All right, we made it back from the meeting, and I have to be so real with you guys. We were having that meeting, and I was like thinking that I was going to have to run to the bathroom and puke the whole time. I was not feeling great. Thankfully, they gave me some bagels and some green juice, but it's still like, I don't know, I was like really dizzy during the whole thing and like having hot flashes. But we're back now, still not feeling great. And honestly, it's because I had kind of a crazy night last night, which I think I need to fill you guys in on. And we have a special guest here to tell you about our night, because this is the person that took me out last night.
No. You took me out.
The tequila took us out.
The tequila took us out. And I never drink tequila.
Welcome, Jake, to Hot Mess.
Hi, you guys. Wait, just making sure.
I always look really like bad on all these angles. I always think I'm like sitting cute, and then I watch them back and I'm like, wait, I look really bad.
I've honestly never seen you look bad.
Thank you. But wait, we haven't yet discussed.
Yeah, we've actually like been like saying like little mini things, and then we like stop ourselves. We're like, oh my god, no, we need to save it for the podcast.
We haven't even debriefed what went on last night. And the first thing Jake texted me this morning, he's like, I've never been so hungover in my life.
Yeah, I think it's fitting that I'm showing up in this condition to Hot Mess. I almost didn't even shower. Like, that's how much pain I was in.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to shower. Like, it was like one of those mornings where like it's not even funny right away. Like, you're like, whoa, like.
No, I woke up and I chugged like 3 bottles of water, and then I was like, holy shit, like people are gonna be here in 20 minutes. Like, I have to pull it together. But I was like not feeling good.
No, I went to get food earlier, and I was just like,
Jake last night brought me out with his friends that are like his friends from college, and he lives with them now. But they remind me so much of my friends. Like, it was actually insane. Like,
that
I think
was really that. Like,
I think
made me really
I
happy.
Might like them more than you.
They're fun.
Like, Bejeweled and me.
No,
and like P. Like,
I would look to my right, and I'd be like, "Where is everyone?" And like Julia and Alex would just be like whispering in a corner. And I'm like, "What's like, happening?"
I was like, "I forgot that I just met her last night."
I know.
I've known her for an eternity.
You guys really hit it off.
We were soulmates.
Yeah, I'm so. That's like, I think that's the best compliment ever, to be like, I love your friends.
Yes, yes.
And that's like one of my favorite compliments.
He gets along with my friends, and like, I get along with his friends, and I know that our friends
would get along.
Oh my god, we have to do something together.
We have to. That would
be, so fun.
Like the most fun thing ever. Wait, no, that's happening. You heard it here first. I'm like actually
we will see you guys soon. Yeah. Oh my god, and like we need a podcast the whole thing.
Wait, we should actually do this.
Okay. Should we just stop recording now? Yeah, and just wait? and wait for this. But we got drinks. We had tequila, and then Jake and I cryptically got like 12 oysters for dinner. Like, it was like too many.
I was like, do you like oysters? And they were like, and Alex was like, I fucking love oysters. And I was like, done. Like, I love oysters too. Like, why do I feel like they would just be good right now? And we were like, okay, like, do you have a half dozen? And they were like, God, of course not. And we were like, okay, cool, got it. So
we had six oysters each for dinner.
But they came once, like, my friends ended up meeting us for a drink, and they came once they got here. So all the girls sat down, and then they were like, and here are your 12 oysters that you two ordered.
Yeah, they were good.
They were sick.
A little sickening by the end, though.
Oh, for sure.
And then we went out with another friend that we both have in common here.
Let's call him Apple.
Okay. Apple picked us up and took us out. And we went to Apple's house, and it was like...
Well, first we made a stop at another bar.
Yeah, we did.
And that one was short-lived.
Yeah, that wasn't that fun.
That one was short-lived.
That one was a miss.
Then we went to Apple's house.
Then we went to Apple's house, which was the craziest house I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah, that was insane.
I was like, wait, what?
No, like, it's like...
It was like an arcade in there.
No, it's like if you could wake up and be like, I want this. Like, you guys, Apple had a fucking water fountain that dispensed fruit punch.
Yeah. No, it was pretty crazy. And then we pre-gamed there and then went to a house party, but that house party didn't work out. We went to Apple's house.
No, we stopped at the house party before Apple's. And
the house party was like really cryptic.
We walked in and walked out.
There was no music. And
but
we
you
had
know what's
to
something about you that's so
hill.
Amazing? Me? You, the reason you are so fun to go out with is because you have the most positive attitude.
Thanks.
Like, we left this godforsaken house party. Godforsaken. I was like, our night's over. I was like, this is really bad. Like, what's happening? And Alex goes, you know, I didn't mind it. I'm like,
I thought it was just cool to see. Yeah, I didn't want to stay, like, but I liked, and I got to, I peed in their bushes.
You did. So that made it all
I
worth it.
I sprinkled on their lawn.
You did a little sprinkle. But then we went to Apple's.
Then we went, is this making any sense?
No, wait, like, I, like, okay.
Then we went to the club.
Dinner, bar, failed house party, Apple's.
Yeah.
At Apple's, we were like, let's go to, like, I really wanted to go clubbing. Yeah, I was like, this is happening. Yeah. Like, Alex is in town. I want to go clubbing.
And I didn't originally think I was in the mood to go clubbing. And I've had, like, a little bit of a head cold. Mm-hmm. And I already know people are going to come for me. They're going to be like, why are you going out if you're sick? But it was just, like, a little just a little sniffles. And at the beginning of the night, we were at dinner. And I was like, I really, like, don't feel good. Like, I'm not going to make it out.
I know. And I was like, damn. I was like, fuck, like, I know those moods, like, I get in it, like, and, like, that was something, it was amazing. Like, you 180'd.
Oh, I had the best night of my entire life.
No, ever.
So, once we had our spicy margaritas, and we finally got to the club, I feel like whatever song is playing when you walk into the door of the club is, like, setting your mood. Like, we walked in to, like, a dope song.
Yeah, it was great.
And I just was like, I'm ready to be
here. And it was such an easy process getting in. No line. Walked right in. And then normally, like, if you're going to a table, sometimes you have to, like, maneuver throughout the entire club. And it's so...
It was actually pretty, like, empty in there. There was, like, no one in the club besides
right,
us.
For me and what I did later on.
Wait, but... The guy next to us at the table who was, like, with our group, but we didn't really know him. He was
who
like,
was that?
I don't know. He was cosplaying as, like, my bodyguard all night. I was like,
oh,
okay.
He was. That was sweet.
No, it wasn't. He was, like, shoving girls away. I was like, can I say hi to them?
Oh, yeah. No. Alex was like, wait, come here, because you guys.
He was like, who the fuck are you? I was like, I don't know. But anywho, he was like, I was dancing and he was like, you know, he, like, taps me. He's like, you know, I could tell, like, you're not from LA. And I was like,
oh, my God, I heard this. I was like,
but no, it was a compliment. It was kind of backhanded, but I think it was a compliment. He was like, I can tell you're not from LA. I was like, why? And he's like, because you're just, like, letting loose and dancing and having, like, so much fun. He's like, it's rubbing off on me. Like, I want to, like, dance and have fun now. And he's like, everyone here's so uptight. And I was like,
wait,
Miss Miami's in the house.
I think that the narrative's changed around the bodyguard. We're dancing and we're dancing. Okay. And it's fucking amazing.
The best songs ever.
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 Like, there was there's a few rap ones that I was like getting down to, and like,
and now Beyonce's new song.
Yes, they play Texas Hold'em,
and I know Texas, but I hold.
And I was like slamming my foot and like
hey, hey.
And
hey.
I make you became, you know, the best is when you become best friends with someone random.
Yeah,
made a best friend that was random. Forget her name. I love her.
Was it the girl with the cross necklace?
Yes.
She was amazing.
She was amazing.
She just gave off energy, good vibes.
Yes. Best energy. So nice. I was just like, love. Love you, girl. If you see this, love you.
We love you. No, she had great energy.
You told me I looked like Leonardo DiCaprio.
He did, because the last time I was at this club, Leo D was there, and he always is at the clubs with like a hat and like a mask on and sunglasses, and it's just like always him. And the last time I was at this club, he was dressed like that, and Jake had his like baseball cap on with like, I don't even know what you were wearing. It just looked like you were Leo D.
It was a little bomber.
He was giving Leo D.
Yeah, it was the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. And then the club, we get word that it's going to close soon.
And Jake decides to buy a bottle 5 minutes before it closes.
Because I mean, okay, I should have known better, but they told me that if I bought the bottle, they would stay open another hour.
They didn't.
They actually closed.
They bamboozled you.
What they did was I turn to my left and someone taps me and goes, by the way, we have to legally take the bottle away, but your vodka's in here. And it was like those things that they used to shake,
yeah,
just filled up all the way with vodka. And I was like, cool, guys, thanks.
But like, it was just not like, I feel like you were trying to buy the bottle to be like, you know, like bougie and like, oh, here, yeah, we come. And it, yeah, so it was like the club was like empty 5 minutes 5 minutes from closing. This bottle girl's like in her bra and underwear, like with the bottle, and Jake's just so awkwardly standing there like, you looked like really like miserable.
Yeah, like I was unhappy to do it.
Yeah,
it was just like that. I thought the energy was gonna be like another hour, like let's go, and everyone was like, actually let's go, like
everyone
literally
was like, why is he getting a bottle? Because we just called our Ubers.
Holy fuck. Ooh, I'm like sweating thinking about it.
No, but it was really funny. And
may I add, it was $2,000.
He let us know this the rest of the night. Jake talked about getting this bottle. I'm like, no one asked you to buy this bottle. Like, he fully went out of his way on his own to be like, guys, I'm getting bottle service for us. And he talked about it the whole night. And no one drank one sip from the bottle.
Not one. Except for, I think I took one shot. And then they closed.
When the lights turned on in this club and it was closing, I thought that there was like a fire in the club. I was like, wait, what's happening? And I was like, something's happening. Because I get like really scared in public settings now.
Sorry.
Wait, no. It's okay.
I was just laughing because I'm really high.
Oh. But like, I just always think something's wrong. So like, yeah, the lights went on in this club and I was like, I've never seen this before. And everyone's like, oh yeah, like, no, it's just closing. And I was like, wait, closing, like I don't like what happens, like it's like a fire start, like is it like someone bad come in, like I don't understand. And they're like, no, like it's just like closing,
the club
time
is closing,
like,
down.
I've never seen this, like in Miami there's no,
isn't 11 24 hours?
Every club is like that. Like it just doesn't close, or it stays open until like 7 a.m so it's like you would never know.
That's like my dream.
Like I don't understand that.
Yeah, it really throws
2 a.m's early.
Yeah, and I did not want that night to end.
No, I was having the best night of my life.
I did not want that night to end.
And then I tried to sneak away and call my own Uber, and then they all got in it and coerced me to go to this house party.
Oh my God, the house party.
That we actually didn't even get into.
Because it was, why didn't we? The cops were there.
Yeah, and they were screaming and—
Screaming.
We had to like, I just didn't know how many hills were in LA, like Miami's flat. Miami doesn't have hills.
Really?
I'm saying that because we kept joking about that last night, but I guess you don't remember.
Got it.
Never mind. The joke did not hit.
Guys, one thing about me is I'm not remembering things from this night. Like, I remember where we were and when. Ooh, I'm getting, like, shivers thinking about it. Continue.
I just had a memory.
Oh, was it a good one or a bad one?
A good one. And this is how I knew that they were ride or dies, aka Jake and aka all his friends. We were in the Uber and the Uber driver gave us all gum, and I was chewing the gum, and for some reason I was like, this gum has drugs in it, like this, because it just like tasted like, I think it was like cinnamon or something, and I just was expecting like mint. So I was like, this gum has drugs in it, like everyone I didn't even say that. I was just like,
you're like, no, something's wrong, guys. Something's
wrong with this gum. All of a sudden, we're in this big Suburban. Everyone rolls down their windows and literally
like in unison.
All at the same time, everyone was like out the window. And I was like, you guys really trust me like that?
Yeah.
And
they were I think, you're a girl.
I think besides Bejeweled, she was like,
wait, it's fine.
She's like, okay.
One thing about Peyton is like, she's ride or dying.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
They're perfect. So we just really had like the BNE.
That was the best night ever. Like, if I could like have it, I always wanted to go out with you. I've always wanted to go out with you guys. That was the first time we've ever been out together.
Is it?
Yes. How crazy is that? And it went so well and it was so fun.
Jake was so cute because he was so worried.
So anxious.
The whole night he was like, I tried to like hold your hand in it.
Sorry, you guys. Whoa.
He kept being like, are you having fun? Are you having fun? I'm like, am I having fun? I'm
drenched.
I'm drenched in sweat right now because I'm dancing so hard and I'm having so much fun.
That was the BNE.
That was the BNE.
Really, like, truly, like.
Something about it was so, it's always nights with Apple.
Bro, I said before, I was like, let's call Apple. And she was like, let's fucking call Apple.
She was like, wait, randomly? Wait.
I just called you. I even got it.
He was like, wait, randomly? Would you want to go out with Apple tonight? And I was like, Apple's like my Roman Empire.
No, yeah. I was crying. I was like, me too. Like, my most fun nights in this life are with Apple. Like, you, me, and Apple together in a night. Like, I could not imagine something better.
It was perfect. And I think we had a really great night. And I don't think that we can go out tonight. I think we have to, like, we can't.
No. No, I'm not going out. I think last night put me in retirement for, I'm going to give it like 2 to 3 weeks.
No.
I'm serious. I don't think I can go out next weekend.
You're so fine. But this is like half our conversations. We were out last night. Jake's like, in the corner. I was like, what's wrong? He's like, I'm having really bad social anxiety. I was like, pull it together. It's not that deep. He I was like, okay.
Yeah. She was just like, it's not that deep. And that was actually the best advice that anyone could have ever given me. I was like, it really like isn't that deep. Like, it really isn't.
It's not. And we are going to the People's Choice Awards tomorrow.
Yes, that we are.
So we can't be hungover.
No. Like, no. I think I might go to bed.
Because
like,
you were hungover at the Grammys.
You guys. Whoa. I was running on 1 hour of sleep at the Grammys. And I just, like, I know, like, everyone's going to be like, how could you not know how big of a deal the Grammys was going to be? And, like, obviously I knew. But, like, it.
The night got to you.
Like, it was just, like, I was like, oh, my God, this is the most intense thing I've ever been to, ever in my life. And I'm on 1 hour of sleep and I'm painfully hungover. Like, I don't think I ate that day until 6.
Yeah, until I was giving you oranges.
Well, you peeled me my orange.
Yeah, I was like, Jake, you need to like eat something.
She didn't know, you guys. She just peeled the orange. And I was like, oh, thanks, Alex.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have to be tip-top shape. We went to the Grammys together, and honestly, I don't even know why we were in the Grammys. No,
the entire time Alex was there, we were like, she was like, what are we doing here? And I was like, I don't really know. I don't know.
But like, you can't say no.
Yeah.
And then I have to, they better have a glam bot there tomorrow.
They do,
because
I think.
I'm coming back for revenge from the Grammys glam bot. It really like
mine fucked me up.
Everyone was calling me Chloe Cherry because they said that my lips were too crazy.
I love Chloe Cherry though.
Me too.
Chloe Cherry is like the shit.
And like in my era, there was, you may think my lips are overfilled now, there was an era in college, I'll insert some pictures right now, like very bad. Like very
what
bad.
What do you mean?
Like, my lips.
In what sense?
Can I show you?
Yeah.
Like they had 10 times too much lip filler in them.
Wait, I must see. Wait, when was this?
My junior year of college. Because this place was kind of sus and would like let me get free lip filler. So I would literally go in every other week and it's really bad.
No. That can't be real. It's not actually real. Wait, were you panicking? Were you like, wait?
I thought it looked. I literally was like, they're eating. Like, I was actually like, I look so fucking good right now.
Alex, no, go back to the other one. Go back to the other one. I need the other one.
Wait, they're so. Wait, hold on. Because I think I got them done after this, too. Hold on.
Like, more?
Yes. It's not funny, but it's so funny. Yeah. I had a mustache because they were so big. I don't think you can really see.
You must put it in. You must clip it in. You guys, you all must see this photo.
So next time you guys come for me for having overfilled lips, I've come a long way. Yeah, so anywho, we're past that. And we're going to pull it together. And then today after this, we're going to treat ourselves because we need to de-bloat. Jake's taking me to get...
we're going to face gym.
The face gym.
Okay, so she was like, is it like a fun facial? And I was like, I don't really know how to describe it.
I've seen this before. They have like all their fingers in your mouth.
They work. It's like a workout for your face. They like, they're working out your face. So then your face like, it's like really, like it depuffs and it feels skinny.
Okay. I mean, I'm trusting you, but
it's
like,
awesome.
We're going to take you guys there with us too, because
she's going to think it's the weirdest thing in the entire world.
I'm like excited though for it. You know, when you're just like so not feeling great from going out that like you just want like someone to like touch you. Like you just want to lay down. Like,
story of my life.
Someone could literally just like tap my head for an hour and I'd be like, thank you so much. Oh,
that would be amazing.
So this is going to be really a treat.
Okay. While we're on the topic of having people touch you. wait, sorry. That came out way worse than intended. You know what I wish that they had? Do you ever like get people to like tickle scratch you? You know, like, I've never found a massage place that like gives you the chills, but like imagine if you could just pay someone for an hour to just give you the chills.
There's definitely like, that's definitely out there.
I know that there was one in Madrid. Like, I've done extensive research on this.
I feel like that would have to be like a private hire. Like, you would hire someone like to do that.
Do you think someone would do that
for us? I would do it for you.
Really?
For free. Oh, because you got us that big bottle, daddy.
Like, that was one of those things that I just will personally never live down. Like, it was like, all right, Jake, like, hit the hay. And I didn't.
Like, it's like, it seemed like a really good idea in the moment. And then the second it came out, it was just like such a flop.
No, the second my first
I've never seen bottle service be such a flop. Your card declined.
Yeah. So my card declined at first. And
that
I said,
was a sign.
And I said, oh, no, no, no. I should have just right then and there been like, you know what? This isn't worth it. And I said, absolutely. I was mortified. And I pulled out my other card.
He transferred money from his savings.
And no, I think I did. And then that one, I was like, fingers hold behind my back. I was like, please work. Because like at this point, I'm just mortified. If I don't want to turn around and be like, it declined, like, let's go home.
I have a thing where like all my cards decline.
No, me too, all the
time. All the time. And it's like a cup of coffee and it always declines. It's like a thing.
No, me too.
With Braxton, so.
When did you get your first credit card?
Like, not that long ago.
I got mine.
I had zero credit.
Yep, me too. So my limit is really low.
Yeah.
So.
They don't trust me.
Like when I travel, like.
Oh my God, that happened to me.
Yeah.
In London, I went to the box and I tried to pay for this table and my card declined like 20 times. And like, I was just like, how are we going to leave this club?
Right.
And actually.
Ooh, that's the worst.
Because it was like fraud because it was like.
In London.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So Madeline RG actually had to pay with her card.
No way.
I paid her back. But like, yeah, it was like so embarrassing because like, I was like, I'll take everyone out to the club. And then like my card declined like 50 times. And I was like, holy shit. Like, are we just going to like go to London
jail?
And
you can't like call your bank.
Yeah,
it's like the middle of the night.
Yeah,
with the box fun, I've never really been.
We have to go.
Oh, you know what? You must take me to the box.
Okay, I must.
You must.
Like, I'm getting the bottle service.
In New York. Yeah. Yes. Okay. That part. We're gonna go in New York. I also miss London, and I want to go back really soon.
Okay, we'll do a trip to London and the box and Miami with the girls.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Do you guys want to know how? So this is Jake.
Yeah. This is me. So.
Wait, we should tell them how we met.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a lot. Like, I'm a lot right now.
We're in backwards order.
So
to introduce ourselves, I'm Alex, this is Jake, and...
This is how we met. We were at a brand dinner, and...
Last March. That's crazy.
It was almost a year ago. Our friendship anniversary is really soon, but who's counting? Me. we were at a thing like a brand dinner, and like that was, I think that was my first brand dinner I ever went to, and I was like super honestly awkward and I was so anxious.
Oh wait, but I have to give backstory to this, like how I knew Jake. So Jake, my roommates were like big fans of Jake and like kept talking about this like octopus boy, and I was like, who is octopus boy? And they showed me your videos and I was like, oh my God, he's hilarious. And they were like, Alex, like, you like have followers, so you should like DM him and like see if he'll be our friends. And I think I followed you, and then we were like,
and I was so excited because I was a huge fan of you, Alex, and, then, and I was like, oh my god, Alex Rose followed me. And then
I was like, wait, what's your number? And then we were texting, and I was like, we're obsessed with you.
Yeah, and I was like, no, you don't understand, like I'm actually obsessed with you. I was like starstruck and so excited, and now you're one of my best friends.
So that was, yeah, one of my best friends too.
Aww. That's how we knew each other prior to this dinner.
So and then
once we got at the dinner, we were like so excited to see each other, and then we got bored at the dinner and we made our way to the bathroom and we did like TikTok dances and we took photos. Yeah. And we just like I don't know,
and then afterwards I was like, do you want to come up to my hotel room?
And I was like, yeah.
And we just like hung out, me, you, and Nat, and we had a great night.
That was a really fun night. And then the next day we went to Erewhon.
Yeah. That was fun. That so was that fun. Was just like how it blossomed our friendship.
It's blossomed since there. And then
I slid in the DMs.
Yeah, she did. And it worked.
Okay, I'm going to call an Uber for us to go to this face gym. Okay. Is it the one right over there?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm so excited to get my face pounded.
It's going to be fucking sick. Once you start, you won't stop. It's addicting, like clinically addicting.
I need this too because of my sinuses right now. What if I
this is going to change your life.
What if I like snot on them?
No, you won't. They wear gloves. Oh. They wear gloves, don't worry. Imagine their bare hands like
ew. Alright, 1 minute away, we should probably go.
Yeah.
Alright,
should I
next adventure
more?
No. Next adventure, we're off to the face gym. Come with us.
Yay.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, I've been busy all day.
Been up to?
I woke up, I had a fitting, and then I went straight to a meeting, and then I went straight to lunch, and then I went straight back to film for Hot Mess with Jake, and now we're going straight to the face gym. I'm going to get snatched.
Yeah, we're getting snatched.
Face gym?
Yeah.
Love that.
If I FaceTime you after this and I look like really hot and snatched, don't be scared, okay?
We need to take before and afters.
Okay. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Jake, talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, let's take before and afters.
I really love him.
Wait, like, will my jaw look better?
Everything will look better.
This is so LA. We're like going to get our faces massaged right now.
Isn't it
to
amazing?
Be skinnier. I love it here.
I know, move here. This is going to change your life.
Oh my God, look at the like Star Trek tourists. Like people do that to find celebrities.
I kind of want
to
go on one day. That's
so cool.
Oh, they recognize you.
Oh my God. And I that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That is the coolest thing.
Maybe they recognized you.
No, it was you.
Hi. For anyone who's not watching this right now, we just entered this. Basically, it looks like a hair salon, but you get your face massaged.
We are looking at the menu for anyone who is not watching, because there's like a literal menu. It's like a coffee menu for your face.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
LA is crazy. My lip. It's like I got like botched Botox.
A little strong.
It just feels weird right
like
there.
Right.
Yeah. And this isn't like bad for you?
No, it's not bad for you.
Okay. Electrical muscle stimulation is going through my face and making certain muscles twitch, and it feels like not being electrocuted, that's not the right word, but like I can feel some currents in my face.
Wow.
I feel amazing.
I feel... Wow.
Do I look like Bella Hadid?
You do.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Or is it just like a hoax?
No, it's not a hoax. It's not a hoax.
No, that was really good.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I want to go out tonight again with you.
I know.
Should we go out Sunday?
Oh yeah, we can. Nothing's happening Monday. It's a day off, so maybe if we let's do.
All right, it's enough. It's for Saturday.
I need to go to bed.
Saturday's over.
Saturday, you have defeated us.
It's 5:39 p.m. and we're going to bed because we're People's Choice Awards eating tomorrow.
Yeah, and we want to be on our best behavior.
Yeah. I love now you. That we're snatched, I love you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment or they don't want to talk about it or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Let's get ready for the People's Choice Awards. And we're with Lauren Patrick today, which means good glam. We're having good glam today.
Good glam
squad, good glam.
Glam squad, good glam. Your skin is so good. It's so crazy.
It really cleared up from the last time I saw Patrick. If I didn't ask you to compliment my skin, would you have remembered?
No. I don't think it's about how it looks. I think it's like how it feels.
Yeah, it's like flat.
It's like you got like tightened. Yeah.
I went to the face gym yesterday.
Face gym's great.
You like it?
It was like cool. I felt like
you're like I love
what
LA.
Is yeah. I was like, what is this? But okay.
Eyebrows are done.
My favorite thing that you do. So I'm wearing my hair up today, and we're gonna do like this black eyeliner look. And
sharp.
Never really does a hair up.
So I got my birth chart read, which was actually the craziest thing I've ever done.
It was your first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fun.
She told me that I have really good intuition with people and I'm able to like read bullshit really fast.
Yeah, I can see that.
But she was like, but if you have to like be nice to people for certain things, you know how to be. I was like, well.
You're like, uh-huh. Like, I can play nice.
It's almost Patrick and I's 1 year anniversary of the first time that he came to Casa Amor, my college house, and did my makeup. That is so crazy. Hi.
Hello.
Guess who's here?
Uh-oh, shirtless.
What's the look gonna be like tonight, guys?
You know, just hot, gorgeous, and expensive.
Now onto the outfit. Glam is done. Good glam today.
Good glam.
Now for the gown.
This is the look for today. We are ready to go.
We're only 15 minutes late and we're on our way to the People's Choice Awards. I almost said the Grammys. I'm trying to like sit up right now so I'm not like ruining anything on the dress because there's a lot of this lace detailing and these little beads and I don't want to crunch them if I sit on them too hard. And I don't know why I always get anxious before going to these things. And I'm just like want to get there already because it's such a process, like getting ready, picking out an outfit, what you're going to wear, how you're going to do your hair and makeup. And then it's like, you got to be ready for the judgment. You got to be ready to take the criticism if people don't like it. So I'm like, just get me there. I hope they have food because I ate an omelet, but I'm really hungry.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
But
I was telling
you. What? I felt really puffy this morning. When
really?
I woke up.
Well, I had a lot of salty food.
I had a lot of salty food. Feeling good. All right, so first we're doing this fan walk. I have no idea what that is.
I'm really happy you chose this dress.
Guys, here we go. In three, two.
Yeah. I love your podcast so much. That was so funny. Thank you. So do you. I love the sparkles.
Thank you. Gorgeous.
That was fun. I'm excited to Glambot now. I've watched 20 of them, so now I'm confident. I don't think I ate. I think I failed again, and I'm very scared. I went like this with my hands, and now I'm like, what if it looks like? Ah, I don't know. I'm scared. And now this is like press carpet pictures, which like I'm hopefully just gonna like run right through all of it. Which I hear that this is a lot of fun. Like, all the people here that I'm recognizing are like people I'm friends with, so I'm really excited for today. Let's go inside. Okay, now we're on the way to McDonald's before the after party because we're hungry.
Yep.
I think that was everything.
We are back at Jake's house and hey, okay, and we're having a PG before we're going out to the pub. And here's my outfit of the night.
Yeah.
Jake's clothes and bejeweled clothes. And bejeweled's like looking better than I am. Everyone else is looking cute. And here we are. We have our postcard.
Here I am. Here I am.
We're gonna have peanut butter shots at the bar. So I just got back. It is 1:50 a.m. and I have to leave to go to the airport at 6 a.m. So I'm gonna try and pack up really quick and then we're gonna have about 4 hours of sleep. I'm looking not so cute right now. Oh my god. After the People's Choice Awards, we went to the after party and then we went to Jake's house and then we went to a bar and then we went back to Jake's house.
So those were the clips that you just saw there, and I'm honestly grateful to be going to bed, but I'm already gonna be in a bad mood waking up in the morning. I am not looking forward to it. But most importantly, I will see you guys next week. I love you so much. Bye.